Welcome to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. For over 27 years, Ray Miller has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free. If you're suffering from acute or chronic pain, anxiety, PTSD trauma, or chronic illness, Ray the Healer can help you regain your health, vitality, and an amazing inner sense of power and joy. And now, please welcome Ray the Healer.
Hey everybody, welcome to this episode. Today we're going to discover what complex PTSD is and some of the misdiagnoses and what to do about it, how to get the proper help for it. So let's get started. So what is complex PTSD? Well, you could look it up and you could find out a lot of information on that. So you could totally Google it. You'll find all the symptoms and everything there. But the reason why we're talking about this today is because I treat a lot of people with complex PTSD. And as well, I am a survivor and I have complex PTSD due to my upbringing. I know a lot about it and I know how awful it could feel and how awful it is and how bewildering it could be and confusing and insidious, and help isn't readily out there properly for complex PTSD. It's just not. So what's the difference between complex PTSD and PTSD? Well, PTSD is usually one event, right? Complex PTSD is usually a very long, prolonged event or multiple events, right? So let me read you something from Peter Levine, creator of Somatic Experiencing. What is trauma? Okay, trauma is perhaps the most avoided, ignored, belittled, denied, misunderstood, and untreated cause of human suffering. Although it is a source of tremendous distress and dysfunction, it is not an ailment or disease, but the byproduct of an instinctively instigated, altered state of consciousness. We enter this altered state, let us call it survival mode, when we perceive that our lives are being threatened. And if we are overwhelmed by the threat and are unable to successfully defend ourselves, we can become stuck in survival mode. This highly aroused state is designed solely to enable short-term defensive actions, but left untreated over time, it begins to form the symptoms of trauma. Okay, so think of that with one event. Think of what he just said about that one event. Times that by 10, times that by 100. Sometimes times it by 1,000 or more, right? So that survival, this survival energy is in your system, but over and over and over. So do you think your symptoms will be a lot more than somebody who had one traumatic event, but you've had hundreds? Yeah, definitely, right? And the symptoms of trauma are, oh my gosh, they're endless, especially with complex trauma. If you find multiple autoimmune diseases and migraines and chronic pain, you add them all together, most of the time you're going to find there's complex trauma behind that, right? And what makes it this really frustrating is that what does somebody with trauma do, or someone with CPTSD do? They go to talk therapy. And so what happens is we'll talk about what's going on, right? We'll talk, and our body's listening. And our body gets re-traumatized as we're talking about these events, but it doesn't get discharged properly. It just gets overwhelmed. And sometimes the patient or client with this condition does not even know they're being overwhelmed, which creates more issues. So it kind of re-traumatizes. Another problem is a lot of people with this condition will go into maybe a cathartic type therapy. It's whatever. It could be plant-based medicine. It could be a lot of different things. That they go into this and they feel like they're having this big catharsis, this big release, but they're really being re-traumatized, and then their body shuts down and they do this over and over, right? And their symptoms and conditions get worse. I've seen this over and over and over and over. Another problem with this is it's misdiagnosed a lot. Misdiagnosed for bipolar or borderline personality disorder. And not that those things can't be involved or not be present or an issue, but a lot of times it's just misdiagnosed. And that could be really frustrating. You know, you're looking for hope because if you have complex PTSD, it's really awful. I got to tell you, it's a terrible feeling. And not knowing, it could be, you feel really hopeless. You already feel hopeless and helpless if you looked up the symptoms. But then you're like, wait, I can't even get help for this, even though I'm willing, right? It seems that way, but there is help. I just want to let you know. But that could be really frustrating. And there's another issue here that drives me a little crazy, I have to say, is that if you look around social media, trauma has been a big buzzword for several years now. Trauma, and all this information about it. And if you think you have symptoms, if you look this up and you think you do, or some of you know, thing is, you really don't want to get more information. If you have enough information, enough is enough information, because that also could re-trigger you without even you knowing that. And also, what a lot of these trauma, I guess, you know, social media accounts and stuff like that, here's what you could do by yourself. Well, grounding techniques and stuff like that. Well, that can be helpful. A lot of things can be helpful. That could also re-trigger you too, right? So what do you do, okay? So I know I'm going through a few of these things. I know this is real quick, and I want to cover this in later episodes because there's a lot more to talk about here. But I just want to say that a couple things that you could do is stop talking about your trauma all the time and try to find a somatic therapist. So what I see is mostly, I would say a lot of clients of mine have complex PTSD, and how it's dealt with is first getting safety in the body, right? Getting safety and capacity in our nervous systems, not our minds, our nervous systems, right? Getting that over time, a little more safety, and then releasing tiny, 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 tiny bits of survival energy from our nervous system. So our nervous system can do that with the right help. With the right help and guidance, you could really start releasing some of the survival energy, which is really important. And it will seem like it takes forever, but it doesn't. It doesn't seem like it takes forever. But in a short time, maybe a year or two, everyone's different. It could be 9 months, it could be 2 years, but it's not a long time. What's the amazing part about this? When you do it correctly and get safety, capacity in your nervous system, and then you start being compassionate toward yourself, tiny bits by tiny bits, everything. There's other factors that I'll cover in later episodes. But I do want to say that you start there, capacity and safety. And when you do that, you're going to be able to, these overwhelming emotions are going to be much easier to handle. But you need help with it. You need someone who's a real expert in that, right? And simply talking about it is okay for a resource, but over time it becomes more destructive. It actually does. Like I said before, our bodies are listening and our bodies aren't being released. It's just our mind is taking over. I do a lot of different somatic work, like somatic experiencing and many other somatic therapies with touch involved sometimes. And it can be really, really amazing. But with this particular condition, you really need somebody who A, knows what they're doing, B, can really hold that container for you so you're not getting re-traumatized, you're not getting overwhelmed, you're building more safety as time goes on, and you're releasing tiny bits of survival trauma over and over, little by little, until one day you start to feel better. Not totally better, you start feeling feelings of joy maybe you haven't felt in a long time, or not maybe felt at all, confidence, like all those things. And I'm going to have a whole episode on the amazing hidden benefits of healing trauma, because there are, and there's definitely hope. So I just want to say, if anybody you know suffering with this, please contact me. And if I can't help you, if my schedule's booked, I could guide you to somebody who can, and we could have a quick conversation, no pressure whatsoever. It's just, I could just kind of guide you into what you could do, because this is a really important issue that tends to be mistreated. I hope this was helpful. Any questions, this is going to be really important to reach out, and I'll try to help you any way I can. I have a lot of experience with this, and I just want to say, reiterate that my heart goes out to you, because I know there is definitely hope. And I will see you in the next episode. And I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
You've been listening to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. Ray Miller is the owner and founder of Ray Miller Healing and has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free for over 27 years. Ray helps clients with traumatic pasts reclaim their health and their lives by helping them heal from PTSD, anxiety, and chronic conditions such as migraines, chronic fatigue, and gut health issues by getting to the root cause of the symptoms. If you're ready to regain your health, vitality, and an inner sense of power and joy, connect with Ray at RayTheHealer.com. That's RayTheHealer.com.